我记得刚来加州的时候，去年有人就先提醒我，我们这边的最新的绿色叫做棕色。
And when I first came to California, I was reminded that the newest the green here is brown.
果然，我看见这边好多的这个山谷啊，每个这个山谷的颜色都是棕色的。
True, when I first came here, I did actually see all the valleys and the mountains are actually brown.
那我们从中西部来的哈，就是看到这种现象很奇怪，所以
那
慢慢就习惯了。
But then we get used to it.
但最近你有没有发现，现在下雨特别多
？Have you found out recently we have it's been raining a lot?
我发现这一片山呐、啊，这边山里颜色都变了。
I found the color of the mountains.
哇，我看见这绿油油的山脉非常的漂亮。
Have become really green and have become really beautiful.
回归到大自然那种充满生命力的法则与美好，这才是正确的目标啊。
Returning so the mountains and the valleys have returned to its vitality of life. So this is the right goal.
好不好？好哈，所以我们忍受几天下雨没什么的哈。
Tolerating a few days of rain is not necessarily a bad thing.
啊，其实我在思想我们的人生也是如此的。
So we think, when we think about our life is the same.
Yes, 由于世人偏行歧路，造成我们人生方向目标就开始模糊不清了。
Because we all have turned into our own ways, our goals of life are not clear.
哦，这样也可以哈，这样走也可以啊，所以我们也需要恢复我们的人生目标。
It seems like we can go this way or that way, and we all need to restore our life.
才能够使我们的生命发挥正常的功能。
So、our life can function normally.
因为神当初造人的时候，原本的计划是要人能够享受管理这一切的神所创造的美好。
When God first created the world, He wants us to enjoy and to be able to manage this world effectively.
但是因为世人犯罪偏离神的心意而任意而为
However, since we have become so self-centered and gone our own ways,
造成现在我们所看见这个败坏的世界
We see that the whole world has been corrupted.
世人呢不再活出原本神创造人的美好整个大地受到咒诅天灾人祸也不断
We cannot live out the beauty that when God first created us and then the whole world has been very corrupted There have been a lot of natural and man-made disasters.
我们看见世界越变越坏，最后结局就是灭亡。
Our final destiny would be perish in death.
但好消息呢，就是神的恩典大爱，借着耶稣基督来到这个世上。
The good news is God's grace and love have come to this world through Jesus Christ.
那为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上，来拯救世人脱离罪恶的辖制与捆绑。
Jesus Christ has died on the cross to save us so that we can be free from the bondage of sins.
使凡愿意信靠他的人都能够得到拯救，并且拥有一个不一样、不再一样的生命。
So whoever believes in him will be saved and also have a different life.
对于今天凡已经接受耶稣基督成为他们救主的人，理论上我们都应该得着这丰盛的生命。
Whoever have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, theoretically, they all should have this kind of new life.
然而实际上却因为撒旦的工作，他用尽各样的方法来迷惑属神的儿女。
Because of Satan's work, he has been using all ways to tempt us away from God.
结果造成有许多人软弱，又回到过去老我的光景。
A lot of people have gone back to their old self.
于是平安喜乐就渐渐的失去。
Have lost their joy and peace.
取而代之的呢，却是劳苦愁烦。
Instead, they become unhappy and have no peace.
爱主、侍奉主的心智就渐渐冷淡，生活就不能够活出美好的见证。
And their determination for serving God has also become weak.
所以我们的生命就不能够活出那种当初神要我们活出的美好。
Our life cannot live out the beauty.That when God first created us.
所以我们就需要恢复到我们的正常的正确的人生目标。
We need to return. We need to restore the goals of our life.
于是保罗他写了这段经文，也就是我们刚刚所读的经文呢，来勉励哥罗西书的教会信徒，要把这种基督里的新生命的特质，要努力呈现在现实生活的现实的日常生活当中。
Apostle Paul wrote down these verses just to encourage the church members to live out the life, to manifest the life of Christ in their daily lives.
这就是一个恢复人生目标的一个过程啊。
just the process of restoring our life goes.
好，到底这过程是如何恢复人生目标，拥有一个不一样的生命呢？以下有三点要跟大家来分享。
So there are three steps I would like to share with you.
好，第一个是要走出昨天的枷锁。
First one is get out of the yoke from yesterday.
好，让我们一起来读第哥罗西书二章二十到二十三节。如果你眼睛够好的话，请您读大声一点，好吗？
Colossians chapter 2 verse 20 to 23.
来，请。
Since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces, do you submit to his rules? Do not eat, do not taste, do not touch. These rules have to do the things that are all destined to be faced by the indeed have an appearance of self-imposed worship.
昨天的枷锁有哪些枷锁呢？
So what are the bandages from yesterday?
第一个枷锁就是肉体捆绑的枷锁。
First one is the bandage from our flesh.
圣经一开始就说你们若与基督同死。
Bible says if you have died with Christ,
这同时表示你过去那个老我要先死。
That means your old self has to die first.
这样才能够彻底脱离那个辖制我们的罪。这 就是为什么哥罗西后来第三章第五节要说你要致死你地上的肢体。
That's why in Colossians it says you have to put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature.
因为这些犯罪的肢体在捆绑、在辖制、在牢笼着我们，使我们不能够活出神的心意。
Because these earthly sinful desires are constantly binding and controlling us, so that we cannot live out the life that Jesus Christ has set for us.
我们不能过一个得胜的生活，于是我们的人生就得不到喜乐。
Not have a victorious life, then we don't have joy.
我们就活在那个肉体捆绑的枷锁里面。
Constantly living in that bondage of fleshy desires.
但相反的是，倘若我们与基督同死，我们才能够经历与基督复活的新生命。
On the contrary, if we die with Christ, and then we can also experience His resurrection.
因为借着死亡，我们过去的生命就完全断绝了。
Through death, we have said no to our life in the past.
我们所熟悉的那个浪子回头的比喻。
We're all familiar with the story of the prodigal son.
那个浪子呢，他怎么回到神的面前？是因为他认定自己过去那个我已经死去了，而愿意回到父亲的怀中重新来过。
How did the prodigal son realize that he had a new life? Because he had come back to his father and realized that he had sinned against God.
同样的，我们也要先经历一个死亡，能够断绝，能够彻底的重新来过，我们才有一个新生命的开始。
In the same way, we have to die to our own sins so that we can experience the new life.
第二个枷锁是我们在宗教行为上的枷锁。
Second bondage is the bondage of religious deeds.
许多人被各种礼仪、教条、教规的枷锁所捆绑。
A lot of people are controlled by rituals and religious.
所以他们认为呢，要彻底遵守这些的教条教规才可以得救，所以借着努力行善积功德的方法才能够上天堂。
They believe by obeying these rules and also through doing good deeds that they can go to heaven.
保罗当年他写这段经文的目的，就是因为当时这些人受到诺斯底主义错误的教导的影响。
Apostle Paul was writing these verses down.He knew that a lot of people in his days were actually influenced by Gnosticism.
所以他们以为就是要遵守这些的不能拿、不能摸这些规条，所以才能够得救。除了信耶稣之外
，A lot of people in his time believed that they have to obey all these rules, such as do not handle, do not taste, and do not touch, and by obeying these rules, they can go to heaven.
那在今天，我们也同样的受到异端错误教导的影响。
Today we're also deceived by a lot of deceptive philosophies.
以为我们得救呢，还需要靠行为。
So a lot of people believe that we are saved by doing good deeds.
那今天很多基督徒都会问，哎，我现在信主之后可不可以喝酒啊？可不可以抽烟啊？可不可以打麻将啊？
Some Christians even ask after they have they're baptized and say that can I drink? Can I smoke? And can I play mahjong?
其实我们都知道，因为做不做这件事情都不是我们得救的条件。
We know that these things are not the conditions of salvation.
当然，遵守一些的规矩，一些规定，这不是坏事啊！不要误会，我不是鼓励大家要做什么去做什么一些比较不好的事情，不要误会啊。
Obeying rules are not necessarily a bad thing. I'm not encouraging you to do things that are not good.
只是这里圣经讲的说，在正用的时候都败坏了。
Says here, when you're doing these things, they're actually going to be spoiled.
这说明说，即使你小心翼翼的遵守这些规条，这些好像在努力盖一座城，就快要完工之后才发现说，哇，白盖了，没有用啊。
Even you are constantly, carefully obeying these rules, you will find out it's just like building a tower. When you're building it, you find out it's already going to be spoiled.
你发现你过去的工程，你所投资上面的精力。时间，结果最后都是做白工，那所付出的又毫无意义，那当然很可惜啦。
You found out all of the efforts you have made actually in vain.
但我们这要脱离宗教行为的枷锁，并不是说我们可以不受约束啊，可以胡作非为，乃是要让我们知道说，得救是本乎恩，也因着信，我们才能够得救。完全是因为神的恩典，借着我们的信心而成就的。而不是我们的行为。
So breaking free from the yoke of religious does not mean you can do wrong things or bad things. It just means our salvation does not depend on this. Our salvation is based on grace through our faith.
那我们有这些的枷锁，过去的枷锁，无论是在肉体上的，无论是在宗教行为枷锁，但是我们要怎么样来克服呢
？So we have all these bandages from our past sins and religious behaviors. How could we break free from them?
那接下来圣经就告诉我们要如何来脱离这个枷锁，就是彻底与基督联合。
The Bible did tell us how we could be broken free from these bondage.
这里讲到我们与基督一同啊，一同啊，这表示不是光是跟他在一起而已，而是要跟他联合的。
So the Bible tells us we have to be raised with him.
与基督联合不是混合。混合跟联合是两种不一样的啊东西，不同的概念。
Being united with Christ does not mean being combined with Him.
啊，例如我们把红豆跟绿豆混在一起，但是事实上你会发现你还是可以分别出来哈，你把弄一堆，你还是可以把它分开的。
For example, when we mixed red beans and green beans together, we could still tell which ones are green beans and which ones are red beans.
那联合就不一样了，你把它全在调在一起，你就分不出来了。
Being united is a different thing. When you're putting them together, you cannot tell which is which.
啊，例如很多人早上都会喝咖啡，哈，三合一咖啡。
A lot of people will drink three in one coffee.
那里面的咖啡就把那咖啡粉、奶粉跟糖，啊，奶粉跟糖全部调在一起，热水一泡，哇，合而为一，分不开了。
The coffee and creamer and sugar all together, and then when you mix them with hot water, you cannot tell which one is coffee and which one is the coffee or sugar or creamer.
那我们与基督联合呢，合而为一也是如此。我们的生命呢，就不能够与基督切割分开来。
So when we're united with Jesus Christ, that means we cannot be separated from Him anymore.
基督的就是成为我们的，我们的就成为基督的。
Jesus Christ is within us, and we're in Jesus Christ also.
就如同耶稣说，他与父原为合而为一，那我们也应该与基督合为一一样。
Just like Jesus once said, "My Father and I are in one, and we with Christ are also should also be in one."
基督的生命、他的荣耀、他的丰富，都成为我们的了。
The abundance of Jesus Christ should also be ours.
我们看见这段经文一再出现，就是与基督一同，与基督一同，就是说，我们过去是自己随心所欲，讨自己欢喜快乐，但是当我们与基督一同的时候，我们就要放弃我们自己，要与基督，指的是我们的生命要与基督在他的生命上联合了。
So the verses kept emphasizing we should be raised with Christ, be united with Him. So we need to, give up our earthly desires and what we have done before and just follow what God wants us to do.
当我们愿意放下自己与基督联合的时候，很自然而然的，我们这些枷锁就脱落了。
When we're willing to be united with Christ, and then naturally we could be free from this.
因为凭我们自己那个败坏的肉体当中，我们不能够行出好来。
So with our corrupted life, we cannot really live out the goodness that God has set for us.
唯有与基督联合，如同枝子连于葡萄树中这样子的联合之后，哎，所活出来就不一样的生命了。
Only by being united with Christ, just like the branch abides in the vine, and then our life can be free.
我们可以经历基督大能复辟在我们身上，我们就可以结出丰盛的果子出来了。
We can experience God's almighty power, and we can bear fruits.
我们可以借着圣灵的大能的帮助，让我们可以靠主得胜。我们过去不做不到的，但是我们与基督联合之后，我们做得到了。
We can be set free through the Holy Spirit.
我们过去被捆绑，但是我们靠着基督这个圣灵释放我们，我们就脱离这些辖制了，可以走出昨天的枷锁。
We're so bound by our earthly sins before, but now through uniting with the Christ, then we can have a free life, and we can be free from our past.
好，那接下来呢，需要我们履行今天的责任。
Then we need to take the responsibilities.
所以从第三章开始就讲到我们今天的责任了。
So from chapter 3, it starts.About the responsibilities of ours today.
好，让我们一起来攻读啊，第一节到第三节，预备，请。上面的是。
You died
and
your life is
now. 以基督一同。好，有。今天的责任呢，有三方面的责任。第一是寻求上面的事。
First thing we need to do is set your hearts on things above.
那寻求上面的事呢，不是说让我们得到上面的这个东西啊，上面的事情。
It doesn't mean we gain things from above.
这听起来好像期待说蒙主宠召，让我们可以好得天上的冠冕哈，这个上面的事。
It sounds like we're going to go to heaven right now.
啊，这里讲求是指寻找的意思。
That means seeking means to look for.
所以要寻找上面的事，又是指什么呢？
So what does it mean by looking for the things above?
那我们如果光是寻找天上的事，那地上的事谁来做啊？
If we just look for the things above, who's going to do things on earth?
其实圣经的意思并不是要我们否定地上的事，逃避地上的责任。
The Bible did not mean we should all deny all the things on earth or avoid the responsibilities on earth.
的确，我们每一个基督徒在世上都有该尽的责任。
Each one of us has our responsibilities on earth.
但这绝不是追求人生的享受来满足自己的欲望而已。
But it's not just to seek earthly desire to satisfy your own desire.
而是我们在地上有一个目的跟使命，就是要努力传福音，礼人归主。
It's just means on the earth we have our mission is to spread the gospel, try our best to spread gospel, and to bring.People to Christ.
并且要活出一个彼此相爱的生命见证来荣耀神。
We also testify God by living a life that's glorified.
这是我们在地上我们不能够逃避的责任。
That's the responsibility we cannot avoid on earth.
那当我们寻求上面的事呢，并不是说我们地上的事都不要了，不求。
We seek things above does not mean we're not doing the things on earth.
而是我们的心啊，要放在上面。
Our hearts have to be set above.
这是先后次序的问题。
This is like a matter of prioritization.
那上面的事是什么事呢？
So what are the things above?
啊，其实上面的事就是有关耶稣基督的事。
Things above are the things about Jesus Christ.
好，在马太福音六章三十一到三十四节就这样。
In the book of Matthew, verse 31-34.
好，我们一起来读，好不好？预备，请。啊，这里告诉我们哪些是地上的事，有哪也有一些天上的事。
So, what are the things that are set here are earthly things.
其实这是讲的是啊，你要求先求他的国和他的义，指的就是属天上的。
Here it says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. These are the things above.
那属地上呢，是指那些我们所需用的，属地上这些东西都要加给你们。
Things on earth are like the things we eat, we drink, and we wear, the things we need on this earth.
那这里同时提到天上的事跟地上的事都很重要啊。
Here in the verses, it mentioned the things above and also things on earth. They're both equally important.
神没有要我们说光寻求天上的事，然后地上的事都完全不要，你都不要吃饭，都不要睡觉，都不要工作，不是这样子的，而是先后次序我们要摆对了。
So Jesus did not say you should not eat or should not drink or should not wear or should not even go out to work.
当我们先求
set the order
天上的事的时候，地上的事都要加给我们的。
He just wants to tell us, when we first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things on earth will be given us as well.
两者没有冲突，虽然我们住在地上，但是我们也能够寻求上面的事。
There are no conflicts between these two things. Even though we're still living on earth, we can still seek things above.
那接下来呢，又说要思念上面的事。
And it says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
一个是寻求，一个是思念。
First is seeking, and this is think of.
啊，那第一个用英文呢是用心哈，那心思哈，然后呢这里用意念哈，思念哈，所以用这样的分别。
First one says set your heart on things above, and now it says set your minds on things above.
好，那你过去思念是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by thinking of?
啊，以我们的这个想象来讲，我说你在思念某人，思念。某一表示你在过去特别喜欢某一个人物或是某一个这个地方让你印象深刻，所以你就会特别的思念。
So when you set your mind on something, it means you might have liked that thing a lot in the past, and you wanna you always think of that thing.
例如我们会思念我们多年不见住在国内的父母家人。朋友，是不是我们会思念他们
？Maybe we think, for example, we think of our parents, our relatives in our home country, because we haven't seen them for so many years.
Yeah, 我离开我的儿女哦，我会想他们这叫思念。我们都知道。
I left my children. I miss them a lot.
那我国内的这个家人，我想我们也都有同感。你会想念他们这些亲友。
So you will feel the same way, right?
那我们甚至可能去过什么地方非常好。哇，你就觉得你可能是去过圣地考察，或是有去一些旅游的经历，让你觉得哇，我好想念那个地方，好想再去一次，有没有这样的经验
？We might have gone some place that we liked a lot, and then we wanted to go there again.
所以我们会有这样的一个思念，是不是
？So we'll have this kind of thinking of.
但是我们想一想，你说思念上面的事，那就奇怪了。
So, we need to think about what does it mean by setting your minds on things above.
我们又没有去过上面，怎么会思念上面
？Never been above. How would we be able to set our minds on things above?
我们没有见过上面的人，我们怎么会思念上面的人
？Never seen the people above. How would we be able to think of them?
就算有人去过这个上面去过天堂，他就回不来了，所以怎么会回来之后还在思念？
And if someone has been to heaven, that means they cannot come back anymore.
那有人见过上帝见过耶稣，那表示耶稣要接你走了，那你怎么还会思念上面？是有一点奇怪，除非是那种很特例的死了然后再复活，他讲有天堂的经历，那个例外。可是毕竟是少数，不是吗
？Somebody if they have seen God or Jesus Christ, that means they have been in heaven, and then they have been caught to heaven. But that kind of thing won't happen to us.
其实思念这个意思呢，是指全人意志的归属。
Setting your minds on things above means you have to be wholeheartedly belong to God.
跟我们所理解的一般的这思念是不同的。
So it's different from what the thinking of that we think.
也就是说提醒我们真正的我们的心的归属是在天上的。
Just reminds us that we should belong to the things above. We should belong to God.
所以我们的意志上面，我们知道我们这是一个思念呢，这是一个进行式，现在进行式，表示继续不断的，让我们被提醒，我们全人意志是归属于天，这个意思。
So it's like a present progressive tense. We just need to be constantly reminded that our minds need to be focused on things above.
那为什么这个思念对我们来讲那么重要呢
？Why is this setting our minds on things above so important？
因为这不是像我们这偶尔心血来潮，突然想很想念某人那样的一个情绪的感觉。
It's not just like a flashy thing。
举例来说，我们常思念的事，就会充满我们的心思。
If you set your minds on something, and then that thing will fill your heart。
例如说你现在想知道时间。
For example, you want to know what time is it now?
那你要看你问什么人啦、啊。
And it depends on what who you're going to ask.
假设你跑去这个股票市场去问那个股票经纪人，哎，现在几点啦、啊？
You ask like a broker in the stock market, what point? What,
他可能就告诉你，现在已经一万九千多点了。
I'd have said 19,000 points.
那你如果去赌场问那个职业的甩骰子那个操作员，现在几点了？
Go to ask assistant a casino, what point is now?
我跟你讲，他会胸有成竹告诉你，你想要几点，我就让他几点了。
Will be probably confidently telling you that.I can give you whatever point you want.
那是因为他们的心思意念都在那些事情上面。
Because all their minds are set on these things.
然而作为基督徒的我们呢，我们需要对于天上的事有一种念念不忘的心智。
But as we Christians, we should be constantly thinking about the things above.
因为天上的事正是需要我们关心的。
It's the things above that matter and we should concern.
地上的事呢，本身并不是罪。
Earthly things are not sins.
人生活在地上，本来就是要关心地上的事。
Living on earth, when we are living on earth, we have to be concerned about these things.
但基督徒不可以太过于看重地上的事，因为这只是暂时的帐篷，天上才是我们永恒的居所。
We just cannot emphasize too excessively on these things because they're just our temporary tent. They're not our eternal residence.
有一位潜水教练，他向学员们解释这个潜水的乐趣。
A diving instructor tells his students about how enjoyable diving is.
哇，他就告诉他的学员说，他过去经常带着任务去深水里面去拍照，收集里面的这个海底的标本。哇，那个海底非常的漂亮，各样的鱼类啊、珊瑚啊、海草等等。
He told his students he often went underwater to take pictures, collect samples, and he told his students how beautiful the ocean floor is, full of corals and all different kinds of fish.
而且呢，当你潜得越深啊，那个海底呢越宁静越漂亮啊。
And he also told his students when you go even deeper, you'll see how peaceful the ocean is.
那有一位学员呢，哇，听得在那里很羡慕，他就问他一句说：“老师，那你是否愿意住在？”底下就不上来了，既然海底那么漂亮。
One of the students kind of like admired him so much and asked, "So you say like the ocean floor is so beautiful, so why do you want to even come back?"
他说，我才不会嘞，我一做完下面的事，当做的事，我立刻都上来，我一分钟都不愿意留在下面。
Then the instructor answered, "No, I don't want to stay there. Once I finish what I'm supposed to do, I will come back right away."
为什么
？Why？
因为他的生活，他的生。这个生命不是活在地底下的生命，他乃是在活在海面上的生命。
Because his life should not be on the ocean floor, his life should be above the ocean.
同样的，我们也是如此。
So in the same way, we live on the earth.
我们将来的生命是属于上面，不是属于暂时地上的。
Our future life belongs to above, not to earth.
今天神容许我们在这个世上，我们有拥有的生命，就是要让我们执行完成我们地上的任务。将来我们就要去回去那永恒的天家了，因为那里才是真正属于我们的地方。
God wants us to stay in this world just to fulfill His missions, and this world is not our eternal home. And He wants us to, in the future, to go to heaven. To
在世上，我们只是尽责任，要尽完我们世上当尽的责任。最重要的是我们能够明白在永恒国度当中的更美好的价值，我们就用一个属灵的眼光来完成我们在地上的责任。
So we just need to perform our duties or responsibilities on this earth. Once we finish, we need to go to see him.
好，那最后一个我们今天的责任是我们要藏在神的里面。
So last one is we need to hide with Christ in God.
那藏在神的里面呢，就是代表这种生命是隐藏在神领域里面的事，是一个完全属于神的一种奥秘。
So this is kind of mystery of God. It just means your life has to be hidden with Christ.
那我们就感觉奇怪了，这种生命怎么会隐藏呢？是不是藏在神的里面，是把自己躲藏起来啊？是不是啊
？So we may not be able to understand what it means by being hidden with Christ.
其实不是这样，把自己很藏起来，好像避难一样，什么事都不做。
not just like hiding ourselves like a refugee.
那更不是像鸵鸟心态，什么都不管。
Or we're like in the ostrich mentality, and we don't care anything in this world.
藏在神里面呢，乃是指我们的生命必须是一种谦卑隐藏的，而不是外显，不是外显的生命。
Hiding in Christ just means we need to have a life of humility, but not a life that's too revealed.
是隐藏在神里面的生命，就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，叶子也不枯干。这种不招摇的生命，那种隐藏自己在主里面的那种生命，这正是我们今天的责任。
Hiding in Christ is just like a tree besides water, and yields its fruits on time, and not to be too showy.But to fulfill God's will.
那你说我如果站在溪水旁，不是站在那个街头，没有人看见，我在那慢慢的这样子做，那我只所做的被没有人知道，那也许的确只是被神知不为人所知的，那才叫做隐藏的生命。
So, if you might say like if I hide myself besides water, nobody's gonna see what I'm doing.But this is exactly the life that God wants us to live, to hide with Christ.
真正的基督徒是不会高举自己，不会推荐自己，不会传扬自己，乃是他们是高举基督，推荐基督，传扬基督的。
Real Christians won't boast about themselves, recommend themselves, or think too high of themselves. They think high of Christ, and they only boast Christ.
我们看当年耶稣基督来到这个世界上，他完成地上的使命，他就是存着这种谦卑隐藏的生命，他不宣扬，他只是默默地承受世人的罪债，替我们成为那代罪羔羊，最后为我们付上牺牲生命这么大的重价，被钉死在十字架上。
We see Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, he was living that kind of life of humility. He did not reveal himself a lot. He was hidden in God. And he died on a cross for us as a sacrificial lamb.
然而他没有被死亡拘禁，他第三天复活，40天后升天，并且应许我们他还要再来。
Although he died, but he was not bound by death, and he resurrected in 3 days, and he said he's going to come again.
他我们立了一个非常好的榜样，谦卑隐藏。
He set a very good example for all of us.
我们也要用这种谦卑隐藏的生命来完成我们在今天在世上的责任。
So we need to live this kind of life too, just to learn from him.
除了昨天，除了还有今天，另外一个是我们要拥抱明天的盼望。
So next one, we need to embrace the hope for tomorrow.
哪些盼望呢？有三方面。第一个是基督是我们的生命。
So what hopes do we need to have? First, when Christ is our life, that's our first hope.
那这里基督是我们的生命，是说明说基督是我们一切供应的源头，一切生活的动力。
That means Christ is the source of our provision and also motivation of our life.
也就是说，当我们离开了基督，我们什么我们就不能活了。
It means when we leave Christ, we cannot even survive.
因为我们随时随地都需要依靠他。
We need to rely on him anytime, anywhere.
但另外一方面呢，基督是我们的生命，也可以这样解释说，基督是我将来最大的盼望。
On the other hand, we could also say Christ is our life means he is our greatest hope in the future.
他也是我最宝贵的财富。
He's also my most precious treasure.
我要努力来得着他，成为我未来的一切，如同得着我的生命一样重要。
I need to make every effort in order to gain him as if he were our life.
就如同保罗曾经所说的，说他宁愿放弃万事，为要得着基督成为至宝。
Just as Apostle Paul said, he would like to consider everything this world as loss in order to gain Jesus Christ as the biggest treasure in his life.
因为在将来世上一切都没有用了。
Because in the future, nothing is going to be useful.
但是如果我们得着基督的话，我们就得到一切。
Once we have Christ, we have everything.
所以有这样的心智可以帮助我们，让我们知道说，凡为主所做的一切，我就不会在乎世人的眼光怎么样来看我，我只在乎主是怎么样来看我，因为基督才是我的生命。
This kind of mindset can help us to identify ourselves with Christ, so that we don't care how other people look at us. We only care how Christ looks at us in the future.
在约翰一书五章十二节这样说。
The first John chapter 5 verse 12 says here.
让我们一起来读好吗？预备，请。
As the Son has life, where God does not have life.
好，这关系到我们将来永恒的生命，是我们有没有以基督做我们的生命。
So our eternal life would depend on if we have the Son as our life.
有一首歌非常的打动我，我不晓得你们有没有听过小敏的歌啊？他说：“有了主，歌词当中叫有了主，我还要什么呢
？”A song that touched me really, touched me a lot. It's written by a famous composer in China called Xiao Ming, and then she wrote a song called "When I Have God, Whoever I Want."
最知心的朋友啊，当中的一句。
My most precious friend.
那我们可能非常的渺小。可能只是一个粗俗的瓦器，啊，这个不屑一顾。
We might be very, very, little, and then we're just like a clay.
但尽管如此，我们的生命，当我们拥有基督之后呢，就仿佛有这个宝贝放在瓦器里面，我们的生命就会活出不一样。
We have Christ in our life. We're just like, have treasure in these jars of clay.That to show that our the power of God.
神的大能呢，就能够借我们被彰显出来了。
God's all-surpassing power can be manifested through us.
因此，对于未来，我们就只有一个人生标杆，那个标杆就是耶稣基督。
We only have one goal in our life, that's Jesus Christ.
我们就愿意忘记背后，努力面前的，直向那个标杆直跑。
So we're willing to press in toward that goal and forgetting what's behind us and straining toward what's ahead of us.
我们就会努力追求主，得着主，成为我们明天最大的盼望。
We're willing to make our every efforts to seek God to become our greatest hope tomorrow.
第二个明天的盼望呢，乃是我们隐藏终会显现。
The second one is your hidden life will appear eventually.
因为经文这样说，他就基督显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现。
In the Bible, it says, "When Christ appears, then you also will appear with Him."
我刚才说过，基督徒的生命是应该是藏在主里面的生命。
Just now, I said, a life of Christ should be hidden in Christ.
但是，请问隐藏的生命好不好啊
？Can I ask you, is a hidden life good?
我们说好。但是事实上呢，倘若你在一个地方没有你表现的舞台，你或是你没有得到他人的肯定。你所做的一切没有掌声，啊，那你还愿意继续隐藏吗
？But as a matter of fact, if you just always live in that kind of hidden life and without any acknowledgement, you might feel too discouraged.
其实这是很不容易做到的。
That's a very uneasy life.
可是，唯有当我们愿意有如此隐藏的生命呢，我们才是知道我们是与主一同隐藏的。
But we know this kind of hidden life is hidden in Christ. We're actually with Christ, so we don't feel lonely.
我们就不会期待有世人对我们的一些的正面的评价来作为我们努力的动力。
We're not going to expect any positive acknowledgement or acknowledgement from the people in this world.
尽管在暗中所做的一切事只有被神知晓而不为人所知，但是将来主再来的时候，一切都会显明出来了。
But in the Bible, Jesus Christ also promised us in the future when Christ appears, what you have done will be disclosed.
有一句经文哈，以前我都用来骂人的哈，啊。
In the past, I always use the verse to chastise people.
或者是我用常常用来被骂的哈。
Or being chastised.
有人就写这个经文给我，我就吓一跳，哎呦，我就
好害怕。Some people would actually read this verse to me.
我以为这是在恐吓我哈。
I thought that was a threat.
但我发现后来我在读这个经文的时候。我发现对我有一个不一样的解释。
But when I later read the verse, I found that it should have like a different explanation.
我们一起来读这段经文，好不好
？Read this verse together.
好，预备，请。
That will not be disclosed or hidden, that will not be made known.
好，其实这里所指的这个掩盖的是隐藏的事，并不是指那些丑陋的、见不得人的事啊，将来都会被人知道啊。其实也可以解释成说。我们为主摆上的这些隐藏起来没有被看见的这些事情啊，包括你所做的服事，你所为主所忍受的委屈，你为主所经历的苦难，到时候都要显明出来的。
So what's hidden? It does not necessarily mean the ugly things. It could also mean the good things we have done.
这些经文反而成为是鼓励我们的，到时候写明出来，我们所忍受的这一切都值得了。
So if you interpret this the verse this way, that are the good things we have done or the missions we've done for God will be also disclosed in the future, then you will feel very encouraged.
最后一个拥抱弥勒帕乃是我们要与主同得这个荣耀。
At last, we'll receive glory with the Lord.
因为将来我们与基督一同复活，我们经历得胜的基督徒，我们就跟着基督一同显现在荣耀的里面。
So in the future, we'll resurrect, and then we can appear with Him in glory.
这是圣经提醒我们，一再的告诉我们，这是我们将来可以显现在主的荣耀里面。
So the Bible kept reminding us that we will appear with Him in glory.
你现在所受的又算得了什么呢？
The persecutions or sufferings we're having right now are nothing.
Yeah, 所以我非常喜欢这一段经文。我相信可能我们在座很多人也是很喜欢这一节经文。
So I really like this verse.
让我们一起来读这段经文，好不好？预备，请。
Our present sufferings are not worth comparing.
是的，我们将来有一个极大无比的荣耀。
Yes, in the future we'll have the greatest glory.
这个荣耀是与主在一起得享的荣耀。
That glory will appear with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个荣耀必须要等到主再来才有。
This glory will have to be waited until Jesus Christ comes again.
我们一起来读在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六到十七节的经文，好不好？预备，请。
Our present sufferings are not.
这节经文提醒我们，其实死亡并不可怕。
This verse reminds that death is not really that scary.
而是一个荣耀即将开始。
But it's actually a beginning of glory.
我们将可以与主一同经历这样的一个荣耀。
We're actually going to experience the glory with Christ.
今天我们在世上呢，像是隐藏，像是与主同受苦难的时候呢，但是有一天我们却会与基督一同显现在这个荣耀里面。
Today it seems like we're hidden in Christ and we're suffering, we're rejected in this world, but in our future we're going to appear with Christ in glory.
我们的盼望不是在今天，乃是在将来。
Our hope is not in today, but in the future.
因此今天我们所处的任何的艰难的环境，当你有这样的心智，其实你就不在乎了。
So when you have this kind of determination or understanding, and you will know whatever sufferings or difficulties you are facing, you won't feel, discouraged.
当你的配偶对你讲那一句恶毒的话，当你的上司讲那些无理的要求，我相信对你来讲，如果你可以克服这些，你相信你就可以拥抱明天的盼望。
Your spouse says some vicious words to you, or your boss gives you unreasonable tasks. When you think of these verses in the Bible, and then you won't feel bad anymore.
最后，我们都知道神是昨日、今日、直到永远的神。然而，我们也要为我们的昨日、今日与明天负责。
So we know that our God resides in the past, today, and also in the future. So we should be responsible for our past, today, and the future too.
也许我们很多人都很期待。美国总统川普就职之后能够带给美国恢复当年的荣华，我不知道能否发生啊。
We might all hope that our new president, Donald Trump, would actually bring glory to this country.
但是我相信
But I don't know
恢复国家走向一个正确的目标是必要的。
But I believe restoring the right goal of a nation is necessary.
倘若一个号称基督教立国的国家，但所呈现出来的却与基督教价值背道而驰，这说明这个目标已经错误了。
A country claims to be established in Jesus Christ, but then what it's manifest is just totally against Christian value. I don't think that the nation is walking its right way.
除非美国总统能够带领百姓恢复国家正确的方向的目标，否则的话，美国才有机会，才有可能再次蒙神赐福，恢复当年的荣华。
Unless the president can lead his country to its right path.
你们同意吗
？Do you all agree?
Okay, 同样的，我们来思想我们的基督徒人生目标也是如此。如果我们目标错了，无论你再怎么努力工作，再认真的服侍教会，都是枉然。
Restoring our right goals of life is also the same thing. You have to have the right goals. If your goals are wrong, so no matter what you do, it's going to be in vain.
因此，恢复神为我们预备的人生目标是何等的重要。
Restoring the life goals that God has set for us is very, very important.
因为这样啊，除了我们可以满足神的心意，完成神的计划，我们更能够拥有一个不一样的生命，活出喜乐与丰盛。
That way, we could fulfill God's plans on us, and also we can have an abundant life.
我常说，我们耶稣基督为我们舍命流血，付上这么大的代价。难道是要让你成为一个软弱无力、天天懊悔所行、人生没有目标、糊里糊涂的基督徒而已吗？
I often say when Jesus died on the cross and shed so much blood for us and paid so much price for us, does he just want us to live a very weak life and to repent every day?
不是的。
No.
但是为什么我们今天很多的基督徒，他们生命的光景就是天天在那懊悔，天天在那懊悔？
That's actually the present situation of the status quo of a lot of the Christians' life now. Just very weak and repent all the time.
我们都需要恢复到我们正确的人生目标。
We all need to go back to the right goals of our life.
才能够拥有一个不再一样的新生命。
So that we can have a different new life.
因为耶稣基督已经拯救我们，并且以他的大能复辟我们，我们的生命就必须要活出精彩与丰盛。
Because Jesus Christ has died on the cross and as a sacrificial lamb for our sins, so we should live a life that glorifies Him.
也唯有我们活出一个精彩丰盛的生命，我们周围的人才能够看见我们的不同而受到感染，甚至羡慕你的生命。
Only when we have an abundant life, and then when people see us, they'll see God in us, and they will admire our lives.
这样我们才能够底气十足地向他们传福音，
so that we can confidently spread gospel to them.
使他们同样也能够领受这样丰盛的生命与经历美好的人生，
so that they can also experience a joyful and abundant life.
这就是我们的责任了。
That is our responsibility on earth.
因此让我们一起勉励，我们都来恢复正确的人生目标，做一个真正属神的人，好吗？
So let's all encourage each other to be aperson of Christ and to have a joyful and abundant life.
那我们一起来回应这首歌，我们愿意来做一个真正属神的人。让我们起立来唱，主啊，我属你。
Let's all stand and sing this responsive hymn, I am thine, O Lord.